Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time. Brother Munn speaking, our program here called The Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. It's been good being with you this week. We've sort of presented something a little controversial, and I can sort of see the eyebrows of people raise when we say some things. And I need to say some things that's a little bit controversial. There's no use in me just saying some things. You say, Brother Munn, you're just so sweet. You know, I need to be a bit salty. You understand what I'm talking about? We've talked about the benefits of a local Bible-believing church. I believe God chooses to work through His church in this age. I understand there's situations where a person may find themselves outside of a church and they have to drive great distance to even get into a church. But I believe this, as I find in the New Testament, the blessings of God come to God's children who work faithfully in a Bible-believing church. We've said this week, the controversial question. First of all, we read Psalm 104, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. There are benefits in serving our Lord. Now, we don't serve Him just for those benefits, but I'll be honest with you. I'm glad there's blessings in serving God. You know, I rejoice that there are some good things to be had in serving our Lord. But we think about these blessings. I've said this, only in faithful attendance to a Bible-believing church. Now, I'm talking about those who can come, not those who can't. From time to time, people are right, said, Brother Munn, I live in a home. I live maybe in an old person's home. And church has to come to me once a month. I understand that. I'm talking about those who can attend a Bible-believing church. I've said only faithful attendance in that church will ever, my friend, produce any growth in your life. You can't grow in grace outside of a church. My friend, only in faithful attendance will a person ever receive the blessings of God and have your needs supplied. You know, outside the church, there are needy people. As far as your needs, you might supply your own needs, but it's not the needs that God would want to give you or the blessings that God would like to give to you. And sometimes the blessings of God have nothing to do with monetary things. I want God's hand on my life. How do I have that? God works through the church. We think about Bible-believing church, people getting together in certain areas all around the world and forming what we call local New Testament churches. We've said yesterday how that you're never going to have real joy outside of church because joy comes in serving God. And my friend, serving God, you need to do so through your church. I'll say today, I believe it's one of the only ways to protect your children from the world. I find again Ephesians chapter 6, a statement made here. It says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Now, I do have enough sense to know where training is first given. It is in the home. But you know what the church is for? It reinforces what you teach at the home. In fact, as far as this verse is concerned, this verse is found in Ephesians chapter 6. The writer is talking to those in the church in Ephesus. These people who are faithfully serving the Lord. And he tells these people, you bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Once again, I know home is where the child's taught, but church is where this is reinforced. The world is making a bid for your children. And if you'll raise your children, my friend, in church, very seldom. I have a friend that is a district attorney. And he would say something like this of judges that he has met. A judge would say something like this. Very seldom does he ever have a young person to come in front of him. We think about a young adult to come in front of him who was faithful in Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, or whenever the midweek service is, who was faithful serving God in a church. He said very seldom you would ever find someone like that in court. As far as the law is concerned, my friend, they're abiding by the law because they're working through a church. An old-timer one time was asked. He was on his way to church. He could not hear. And the kids was laughing at him. He said, "You can't hear, sir." He said, "You can't hear the preaching. You can't hear the singing. Why do you go to church?" And he said, "I just want to let people know where I stand." God's blessings and His benefits come to those who work, my friend, under the umbrella we think about the New Testament church. God bless you until next week. Lord willing, we'll see you then. Fisher Munn saying goodbye.